This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, sea shanties, man. Here we go. They're happening.
Yeah. It's all the rage.
It is all the rage. And there's a sea shanty-style cover song of, well, the classic Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waisted around thing in your face. You get sprung, want to pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Babe, I wanna get with ya, let me take your picture. My homeboys try to warn me, the butt you got makes me so horny. Hoop, rumple, steel skin, has your girlfriend got that butt? Then tell her to shake it, shake that healthy butt. Oh, baby, baby got bad.
That might be my favorite one. You just need like a stein of beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea with the sea shanty.
And imagine walking in, like if you're a lady and you walk into a bar and people are singing that, I might turn around and just leave. Yeah. Like, okay, this is a little aggressive.
What? I would definitely go and party with these
people.
Oh, would
you? Okay, yes. Well, you know, every girl's different. And me as a girl would probably not want to hang out with those guys.
You as a girl, really? Right. You think you'd be any different than you are? You're kind of a, you know, this guy.
I am this guy.
Yeah.
I guess if they're buying drinks, you're probably right. I'll say
there you go.
Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah. Don't dare me with a good time, boys.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, you know, you can take the boy out of hockey, but right. You can't take the hockey out of the boy or girl.
I appreciate that you like my butt so much.
And they cannot lie.
That might be one of the better ones.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they all sound the same, except you just like the lyrics of this one. I mean, that's the whole idea of a shanty. It's like, we sing like this, and we sing like that. I mean, that's pretty much all you're going to get for every song they do.
Right. It's that damn baritone voice guy, man. He gets me every time. At first, I'm like, this is stupid. And then the guy comes in, and I'm like, all right, this is fantastic.
It's not so stupid, Steve.
See? And you're like, I'm in.
And Jake just said, that just made my day.
Yeah.
And you can't do the deep voice speech, you know. Even when you're doing it doesn't sound the same.
I'm doing my best.
Who is this guy? We need him.
Well, yeah, Basie Bill, I guess, is who it is.
Basie Bill.
I don't know.
Is that him on Twitter?
That's him on Twitter. Check him out, Basie Bill.
Basie Bill.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. Doesn't feel as ballsy.
Well, listen, it's the best we can do. All right? It's the best we got for you,
apparently,
sir.
We need more balls.
Yeah. I mean, what can I do for you?
So, give us more balls.
Give you more balls. After we give you some big butt, we'll give you some more balls. And you cannot lie. Steve wants more balls. Okay.
All right.
Bassy balls.
There we go.
That was decent.
I like that.
Yeah, I think you could do it. I think you could be our bass guy.
I felt that in my heart.
All right. So whenever we start a shanty, sea shanty group, I guess I'll be that guy.
You'll be the Bassy balls guy.
Nice.
Double B, baby. Bassy balls guy.
Steve Bassy balls.
Yeah. Hey.
Probably more Stevie Bassy balls.
Stevie Bassy balls. Hey, Bassy balls has been very good to us. There we go. We'll do it that way.
I've got the Bassy balls.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Solid. We're working through it.
Yeah, not bad. Maybe that's what your calling is that you've always tried to sing too high of a pitch when you sing.
Oh.
And you should have been a sea shantier. Maybe that's why, that's really where you were meant for.
So it says, this sounds like the Rev's been singing in there. This is totally up the Rev's alley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love these sea shanties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't get those low notes, though. I tried, and it just doesn't work. See, it doesn't. I can't get there.
You almost do, like, baby talk.
Yeah.
Just those Bassy balls. Yeah.
That's why Steve's so good at it. He's got a baby.
And if that's the type of baby talk he's having, CPS might be called.
That's true.
Are you singing songs about Bassy balls to your child all the time?
Well.
Yes, indeed, I am.
That is very disturbing. Well, I've got some good news, man. At least I hope it's good news.
I think it's good news.
All right, I'm glad you think it's good news. The Seahawks have found their new offensive coordinator. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to the 2021 Seattle Boat Show. You can get information at seattleboatshow.com, and today is the day to bust out the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
And as I look at the 2 days we're celebrating, that was probably a terrible, terrible, terrible choice of words.
Terrible, terrible.
Well, first of all, it's National Chocolate Cake Day. That's why you'd want to bust out the chocolate.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But it's also National Thomas Crapper Day to celebrate the day that the toilet was innovated or created, because he didn't really create the toilet, but he made it just more awesome.
Yeah,
he made the John crapper Harrington,
more crappable.
Yeah, John Harrington made it, but then Thomas Crapper helped perfect and popularize it.
Yeah, plus he had the better name.
Yes. So happy National Chocolate.
I mean, imagine if you said I'm going to the Harrington. It just doesn't have the same, thing as I'm going to the Crapper.
No, you're right. Yeah. Well, what are you doing? Yeah. I'm on the Harrington.
Yeah.
Give me a couple more minutes.
I'm not going to take your hair anymore. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Danny's full of hair.
You're so full of Harrington.
Yeah. Chocolate cake day, though.
Yeah, chocolate cake day. So enjoy some chocolate cake. Maybe a no-name cake is a good version of a chocolate cake.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Good call. I think we should have some.
And to answer your question, no, I don't look at these ahead of time, so I don't think anybody thought to bring chocolate cake in today.
But, you know, you never know with Vicky. Sometimes Vicky just brings in cake. She brings in so many different things that you never know randomly it could happen.
She might have some chocolate cake in her purse for all we know.
No, I ate it.
Do you have it in your pockets?
No, I had it in the car.
Can you search your bag? There's a lot of magical things in your bag. You're like the Mary Poppins with that bag of yours.
So. All right, Seahawks, big announcement happening.
What happened? What's going
happened
on?
Later, I saw it later on in the evening, and I was like, all right, I'm excited to see what brings of this guy.
Okay.
So the Seahawks have found themselves a new offensive coordinator. Obviously, they let go of Schottenheimer, or he quit. They just, you know, irreconcilable differences. I guess they couldn't agree
on. He quit because we weren't good.
We have no idea. We weren't good. It was like the best offensive season ever for the Seahawks, but it still somehow fizzled to the point where we had to get rid of our offensive coordinator. But anyways, they picked up a guy who I think will fit into what Pete's hoping for and actually could maybe think on his toes and come up with new creative ways for the offense. And that man's name is Shane Waldron. You're probably wondering, who the hell is this guy?
Who is Shane Waldron?
He was the passing game coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams have pretty much lost all of their assistant coaches. Like, they've been picked up by other teams, so it's like a whole new coaching staff that's going to happen over with the Rams. But, I mean, this guy is a guy that's known for quick passes, which will make the offensive line happy so they don't have to keep protecting Russell while he's looking for that deep ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've been known for a team that doesn't get sacked a lot. So, I mean, there's been... We'll see what happens with this, but he's a younger guy, so maybe he'll bring a young, fresh perspective. And he's a Northwest guy. He's from Portland.
What a dream come true, because, look, nothing against Goff, but, I mean, to be able to have somebody of Russell's caliber that he gets to work with?
Right, I saw somebody. Of course, you go on Twitter, and it's just like, man, the armchair quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their opinion. I'm like, oh, tell me your resume of coaching, because it's like these random Twitter people are just like, oh, this is a terrible pickup. Look what he did with Jared Goff. I'm like... Do you know that Jared Goff is on a different level than Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about two different quarterbacks.
Yeah. That's
bless you.
Yeah. I mean, look, talent is important. I mean, you know, so you come up with it, you come up with something, and if a guy doesn't have the ability, it's not the coach's fault if they can't execute.
And according to a lot of people, they say he's just a well-loved guy and probably bring a really good energy to the Seattle Seahawks. So we'll see what happens, but at least they found their guy.
Well, so what they've said is that instead of seeing if we could shore up the offensive line so Russell has more time, we'll get a guy because we probably won't be able to do that.
Well, it's a good point. Like, maybe the offensive line, look, I'm not saying they were great, but maybe that, you know, they looked a lot worse because, well, Russell spends a lot of time trying to find that deep pass. And after a while, you can only block a guy for so long. If they're working a quicker scheme, you know, the offensive line could do what they do and not have to worry about, like, holding these guys, which a lot of times they got those holding calls because they're just trying to keep a guy from getting Russell because he's, you know, he's scrambling behind them.
It's interesting. I mean,
I'm no coach, though.
I see what you're saying, but so many times it seemed like he had no time at all.
Right.
So, yeah, so that way, that's where the quick pass. I saw that with Aaron Rodgers, man. He was making a lot of quick passes against the Rams, and that seemed to really, like, there was no time for anybody to get to him because as soon as he got the ball, he got rid of it.
Right, and with this team, I mean, you go from, you know, Russell Wilson, obviously, gets sacked a lot, and the Rams, they don't give up a ton of sacks, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens with this, but at least it's something. It was an interesting interview that DK Metcalf did a couple days ago. I don't know if you caught it.
I didn't hear that.
No. He was chatting with Brandon Marshall, former wide receiver guy.
He
played with the Seahawks for a hot minute. But they were just talking about what happened with the Seahawks, and DK did not like really hold back. He didn't like crap on his own team, but he was just like, yeah, we need to change. We need to be more innovative when it comes to our play calls. And here he is talking with Brandon Marshall.
What happened to the Seattle Seahawks, bro?
I guess teams just started to figure us out.
Yeah.
We've been running deep ever since Pete got there. It's play action, run the ball, go deep. Team just said, we just not going to let y'all go deep, so.
There you go. That was a big issue.
That's exactly what happened in the first half of the season, and then eventually everybody said, okay.
And you always see that during the games, especially in the second half, where they like show like the wide view, and you see like all the wide receivers are just being covered. And obviously, like you said, like teams figured them out. So hopefully this guy can make adjustments during a game that clearly
well, see, you have to.
Struggling with towards the end of that season, especially in the playoffs, that playoff game where they just didn't seem to make any adjustments.
Yeah, because there's only so many guys on the field. So if they do make adjustments and they go, all right, we're going to, you know, we're going to be so deep you can't beat us, then that leaves a lot of other open space that normally people cheat and go, hey, you know what, I'll let you try to go deep. I'm going to cheat a little bit and see if you can't get anything in the middle. So, yeah, and those adjustments just weren't made, Steve. They weren't able to figure out how to then take advantage of the adjustments that were made against them.
So, well, I'm excited. I don't know. I mean, I'm not. Well, I know some people are like, oh, like in Debbie Downertown. I'm like, I don't know what you were expecting. Like, what offensive coordinator was going to be the second coming? I think it's exciting that they're going with someone that's a, you know, a younger guy with maybe some new ideas and new plans.
Well, because we know this. We know that we have running back issues when it comes to health, and we have to find a way to win when we don't have a good running back. And, you know, our offensive line is what it is. I mean, you know, you got to find another way to get it done.
And I'm going to have to back out of my quest to become the new running back for the Seahawks. Rolled my ankle last night. So
no. How'd you roll your ankle? You're not doing much, are you?
In the battle of life, you know, Steve Zero, Legos won. It's the first loss to the Legos.
Wow. You rolled your ankle on the Legos.
I was avoiding these Legos. I was like, oh, there are Legos. Not going to deal with that. You know, the old joke of stepping on a Lego.
Oh, yeah.
So I move out of the way, but at that point, Lulu comes flying by, and so I'm like kind of like trying to avoid her, and I just roll over my own ankle.
Oh, so I know how that feels. I do that all the time, even when there's nothing in front of me.
Yeah, so so I've already lost the battle against the Legos 1 year in.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry about that. Rolled ankles are not fun.
Lost the battle, but not the war.
Oh, yeah? You're going to go back stronger than ever.
Oh, I'm burning those things.
Oh, you
today.
Think? Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Legos.
Yesterday
fault.
Was Tatum's last day with Legos.
Oh, wow. You're bringing back your father's justice.
Yes.
<Yeah.
laughs> Steve, you're the first guy on the Kraken IR.
Yeah. I am. Speaking of the Kraken, Rev, good transition. I appreciate you. Yesterday, made a huge announcement.
Oh, really? You're finally going to get to be the official backup to the backup.
No, that's not the announcement. Not but the Everett Fitzhugh, you know, the guy we love having on our show, he's the first voice of the Seattle Kraken.
Yes.
Well, I saw him on Twitter talking about the other new voice of the Seattle Kraken because it seems like Everett's going to be doing the radio stuff. At least that's the vibe I'm getting because they just announced their TV voice, and that man's name, John Forslund, and he's actually a really good play-by-play guy. He's done stuff with the Carolina Hurricanes back when they won the championship back in 2006. Done a whole bunch of other stuff at the NHL, and he's just a great voice. I think it's going to be a good pickup for the Seattle Kraken. And he posted something on Twitter where he gave us information on where we can watch the Kraken games.
Hey, what do you say, Seattle? John Forslund here. Very happy to announce I'm the new television voice of the Seattle Kraken. Such an honor and privilege to join this organization. I can't wait to get to the Pacific Northwest and meet all of you great hockey fans as we get ready to share in all the excitement of the very first year of the Kraken. You're probably wondering, where can I see all the action this season? Well, we have a new TV home for both home and away games. It's Root Sports, the very same place you watch your beloved Seattle Mariners. So I'll see you later. Go Kraken!
It's a nice pickup for Root Sports.
Huge. I kind of figured that's where it would end up, but you know, you don't know until they make the announcement. So yeah, they'll be sharing time with the Seattle Mariners.
Very
on Root
nice.
Sports. That's pretty awesome. And congrats to John Forslund. Hopefully, we'll have him on in the near future to welcome him to Seattle because that's a cool guy that the Seattle Kraken picked up. So that's awesome. As far as weather, 45 degrees. We got some rain. Thank you, Beacon Plumbing, Heating, and Mechanical, for giving us a major report, and that's what's up.
That is what's up. Yeah, I guess Friday we're going to be rain-free, but otherwise, get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Northwest.
Get used to it. Well, we thought we were going to have a little snow, but it looks like it's going to be a little too warm for that.
Oh, no snow, please.
Yeah, yesterday we were looking at our little app on the phone, and man, it's talk about an indecisive app. 1 minute it's got a snowflake, then it's got some raindrops, then it's got a cloud. It's like, make up your mind.
This app doesn't know what it's doing, man.
Right?
It's like weather issues. Constantly changes.
Yeah.
It's bullcrap, Rev. They need to make their decision and stick with it.
Come on, app. Get it done.
Get it done.
Stop being wishy-washy, weather.
All right, we talked about this earlier this week, and that's about legendary broadcaster Larry King, who passed away. He said he would like to be frozen after he dies, and if you missed that, he explained that while he was on Conan O'Brien's show.
When you die, it's bye-bye, baby, right?
Right. Lights out.
So the only hope, the only fragment of hope, is to be frozen, and then someday they cure whatever you died of, and you're back.
And then Conan was funny because he's just like, you're putting a lot of pressure on me that I got to get you frozen. I thought it was just a joke. But apparently, like, this is a thing that Larry King wanted to really do.
Okay, so it's not a joke that he wants to be frozen, but it probably was a joke that he wanted Conan to be in charge of it.
Yes. It's a terrible choice if you went with Conan, because I don't think Conan took it serious.
Yeah, Conan's like, look, I got a show to run. I can't freeze you. I guess Dr. Oz also spoke to Larry King about this whole situation.
So Larry King actually confided years ago to me that he actually didn't believe in an afterlife. So he wanted to keep his body alive, and he found cryopreservation offered him that possibility.
Like I said, he confided. Dude, he told Conan, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you've got Dr. Oz and you've got Conan. They're both experts.
I mean, these are the guys that, well, one has doctor in his name.
Yeah, one has doctor in his name.
What about
also,
Dr. Pimple Popper? Is he going to help out with this?
And don't forget, you know, Dr.
Dr. Pimple Popper's a she.
Come
a
on,
really
Steve.
Pretty she.
I'm sorry, I'm so ignorant.
Wow, unbelievable.
I don't watch more pimple popping videos, Steve.
Clearly, I just showed just gender bias, assuming that it was a man that's popping people's
pimples. You don't know about Dr. Pimple Popper. You don't know that Conan probably's got a huge medical background, which led him to being a successful talk show host.
Right.
So here's the question. The big question is, did Larry actually have his body frozen after he died on Saturday? Well, leave it to Inside Edition to get to the bottom of this.
Jeez.
A family source tells me that 2 years ago, his family sat down with him for a heart-to-heart to talk about his true desires following his death. After much consideration, he decided he did not want to be frozen.
Oh, come on.
Aww.
Well, then we were going to put him in the center ice at the new climate change Larry King Arena.
I mean, he was the first season ticket holder, and he got to pick where he wanted to be, and it was center ice. And they're like, "That's not possible." He's like, "I'll show you. Hold my beer."
Wouldn't that be weird just to see a body right there?
Just like underneath the eye. Oh,
dude. But that's it's Larry King, though. Come
then they have to have Larry King. This is awful.
Is it awful?
Well, really? King voice release the Kraken if that's the case.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Caller.
Yeah.
Release the Kraken. Hockey, hello.
Yeah.
And you know what? Inside Edition, they have zero chill. The guy just died, and you're already approaching family members to be like, hey, is he really going to get frozen?
Oh, yeah, all those shows, Inside Edition, Extra, whatever, they just don't. I mean, you know, it's the TMZ effect.
I'm glad that I'm not part of Larry King's family, because if they did that report, they'd be like, well, we reached out to Larry's family, and we got a hold of someone in Larry's family, and he said to go F off. So we don't know if Larry King is getting frozen.
Yeah, exactly. But how about they actually answer the question?
Yeah.
I mean, really, I suppose if I'm the Larry King family, it's kind of a crazy idea. You know what I mean? You probably go, we want you to think that we're taking care of him the right way. We're not going to freeze him because...
sounds like he talked with his family and had to make that decision before he died.
Yeah, maybe he found out more information.
Maybe he was just like, yeah, all right, I don't need to put you guys through this.
And here's the thing. I mean, they can bring him back, but, you know, maybe if Larry died as like a 50-year-old... But, you know, you're 87 years old. You're like, okay, they bring me back. I'm still 87 or whatever years old.
If they figure out a way to, like, anti-age you?
Oh.
You know, maybe in the year 2050, we're going to figure out how to anti-age.
Oh, in the year 2050, we're going to figure that out.
Yes.
I think it's going to take a little longer, but all right. 2050 is at least a good shot.
You never know. I mean, you can probably talk to someone in the 80s and say, hey, everything that you enjoy could one day be put on just your cell phone. And they'd be like, what?
Well, that's one thing. To be able to basically bring you back to life and anti-age you after you've been frozen, I think that technology is going to take more than 30 years.
You think?
Well, I just remember watching the original Lost in Space, which aired in 1966, and they were all excited about the possible moon landing, which did eventually happen in 69.
Nice.
They projected on that show that we would be traveling to Alpha Centauri, being able to cryogenically freeze ourselves in 1997. That's when they said, here's the liftoff of the Jupiter 2. Because they only thought it would take 30 years for us to be able to develop all that technology. And of course, well, we didn't.
Well, I'm giving a little wiggle room, an extra 29 years to get this figured out.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, they actually thought 33 years would be able to figure it out, and it didn't really figure it out.
Well, now we've added another 29 to it, so that's an extra 50-something years total.
Oh, so I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're thinking we're going to get it all done, so we'll be able to... So we should be able to go to Alpha Centauri, we should be able to freeze people, we should be able to do the whole thing.
Well, I just saw this picture my buddy posted on his Facebook, and it's like one of those funny memes, and it's like... showing a picture from like what looks like the 80s, and it's a picture of a guy holding a camcorder, a boombox, he's got headphones on, in front of him he's got a typewriter, a VCR, tapes, CDs, a calculator, and everything, and then all it says is everything in this picture is now in your pocket.
It is pretty amazing.
And I'm like, that is pretty insane. If you could go back to that time and show them this device that we use and say, everything that you're looking at right here you are going to have in this.
That is pretty sweet. We got to post that picture. Because you're right. That is pretty wild. I mean, we've come a long way. We're still not able to freeze people and then bring them back and make them 20 again. But you know what? We're getting close.
But we figured out how to make a camcorder smaller.
Yeah.
Hey, that to me is actually more important than Larry King, I had to say. I'm sorry, Larry.
Wow. A touching tribute to Larry King.
A touching tribute to Larry King. Well, yesterday, Steve did get this one wrong.
How much money do you start a game of standard Monopoly
Boston?
With?
No.
$1,000.
No.
$2,500.
No.
$6,900.
No. Oh, you danced around it, though. $1,500 was how much it cost. How much you get to start off a game of Monopoly. Okay, you want a shot at beating Steve at this game? 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.